Good morning and welcome to the slippery slope of lipids and other medical conditions. It's your opportunity to interact with Dr. Elizabeth Triana of the Triana Prevention Center in a live medical talk show. If you have questions or comments along the way, we're accessible a bunch of different ways, by email and by phone call as well. All you have to do is call 941-206-1580 or 888-441-1580. It has been a while since, before the holidays, I think, since we've seen each other. So let me say welcome back, Happy New Year, and all that goes with that.
Yes, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. And I'm so excited because today I have Jennifer. As we know, Jennifer's been covering for me when I'm not here.
And doing a good job at it, I might add.
Excellent job. I've been hearing from listeners how great of a job.
Good.
And just to remind everybody that I am a family physician, that I'm a lipidologist, which means I have a specialty in the prevention of heart attack and stroke, and I'm also a certified menopause practitioner. And I want to remind everyone that Jennifer has her master's in public health, which is really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really hard thing to do, and it's great she's got that. So she has a lot of experience, and we've been working together. What do we say, Jennifer?
I started in 2000 as a junior in high school. So
yes. So can you imagine that we've been working together and she's gone to school and she has all these credentials and knowledge? It's really great.
Well, so, I'll be happy to add that she is a wonderful asset to your organization.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, she really is. And she's a great mom.
Oh, thanks.
She has a little boy. So I only have four Dachshunds, you know.
They're little boys on their own. They're girls.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
One little girl.
One little girl
out of the four Dachshunds. Anyway, so I'm very happy that Jennifer, and you know, January the 25th, we're going to be going to an hour program. So Jennifer and I are going to be working together too.
Yes, and we're going to have a lot of live interviews. So be looking forward to what's happening from different subspecialties.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's
some great guests on the horizon. Looking forward to that.
Really great guests. And of course, you know, we want everyone who wants to call in or email us at AskDrTriana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And you can call, or if you're long distance, it's 888-441-1580. So don't be shy, and we're confidential. You don't have to give your name. So today, Jennifer actually has a list of some questions that we're going to go over that patients have asked us.
Oh, this is good.
Yes.
Q&A.
Well, it's likely that a lot of people are thinking the same things. They're too busy. They don't have the time to email you or think, or forget about it when they go to the doctor, even worse. So this is good.
Yeah, some people get really nervous, but we really strive to keep everybody comfortable and let them know, really, our job is to take good care of them and to help them stay healthy.
I don't know if you've seen that TV commercial. I think of you every time I've seen it. It's a public service message from National Institute of Health or something along those lines. And there's a guy who's standing in the, have you seen this? Guy who's standing in the cell phone store, and he's looking at new cell phones, and he asks the cell phone salesman question after question after question after question. Does it do this? Does it have this kind of connection? Does it ring this way? Does this happen? Next, they cut to a shot. He's sitting in the doctor's office. The doctor says, do you have any questions? He says, no. And the point they make is get, we have a list of 10 questions you should ask your doctor. You need to ask questions.
Which yep. we have talked about
yes.
before, which
yes, yes,
all
yes.
of the old recordings are on the Triana Prevention Center website.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always go there and listen to old shows if you missed it or you want to reference
sure.
back. One of them being important questions you should write down and bring with you to the doctor
mm-hmm.
because we know when you get there, we get busy on one topic and you forget maybe to ask a question about something that you've been thinking about for a while or something that we talked about at the last visit that you wanted to follow up with.
Or you get shy or you get nervous and
right.
need to get past that.
So many times patients get home and then they call an hour later and say, I was just there and I forgot to ask a question. Can you put a message through to the
mm-hmm.
doctor? So it happens to all of us.
Sure.
And any way we can help get your answers, we're here for that. So
right. That's true. And also, we always ask patients to bring their medications.
Yes. We want the physical bottles, everything and anything that's in your medicine cabinet. We want bring it in a shoebox or an old Publix bag.
Sure.
Yes. so we can see exactly what's on there. And because patients, you know, a lot of patients are on different medications. They don't know exactly what is this for, when they, especially when they're new, when they're, you know.
Or even if it's extended release, or that since the last time they saw us, they saw the cardiologist who decreased or even increased their blood pressure medication. Mm-hmm. All they remember is the name. They don't remember the milligram.
Right, right.
I know this has been covered on previous shows too, but you want me to bring in the supplements, any herbs, anything
yes,
like that that
yes.
I'm taking too, so you can have a look-see at all of it.
We want to know all.
Okay.
It's very important. Jennifer, and in the future, we'll be doing more about, remember, about herbs and supplements.
Yes.
There is so much, you know, everything you put into your body, on your skin, in your mouth, can affect your body in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say something, oh, it's natural, I don't have to worry about it, well, it can affect your health. It can affect your metabolism,
mm-hmm.
even grapefruit juice. You did a show on grapefruit juice.
Mm-hmm. Right, and how it interacts. The most common one that pops into head is your cholesterol
sure.
medication.
Right, cholesterol medications,
right. Mm-hmm.
Or do I take it on an empty stomach, not an empty stomach?
That always confuses me.
Right, well,
absolutely.
That's very important to know because, you know, if you take something that's supposed to be with food and you take it on an empty stomach, and it upsets your stomach, some people then think all of a sudden, oh, I'm allergic to it.
Right.
Remember we had a patient like that?
Right.
I'm having a
so
side effect to this. I can't take this medicine anymore.
And then it affects your compliance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then in the follow-up, we haven't achieved the goals that were set forth.
Right.
And then we have to kind of take a few steps back and
sure.
find out what went wrong.
Right. Okay. We had a patient like that. She was discharged from the hospital, and we called her. She said, I'm taking my medicines. But in reality, she said, she came in and told us, I stopped my medicine. I said, call us, let us know. She said, it upset my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, let us know. We want to know, right?
And on that same line of taking it on an empty stomach, it might upset your stomach. There's one medication that comes to mind that we want it on an empty stomach so that it's even working for you, which
mm-hmm.
is your thyroid medication.
Right. That's very good. So we have some questions. So Jennifer, let's
yes.
start on those.
Yes. The first question, which I thought was appropriate to bring today since it is the new year.
Oh boy.
The question comes from a gentleman. His New Year's resolution is to quit smoking. He says, I have tried everything in the past. Patches, gum. I've even tried cold turkey. I've been a smoker for 20 years. And this is a three-part question. So we'll break it up for the listeners.
Okay.
The first one is, will it even make a difference now to stop, or is it too late?
It's never too late. I want everybody out there who smokes, it's never too late. They even did a study that, unfortunately, when people were diagnosed with lung cancer, that even then, if they quit smoking, they would live a little bit longer and better.
Wow.
So it's never too late to quit smoking. It is, I consider it one of the biggest poisons we put in our bodies.
And this gentleman is not alone. 40% of people who are smokers try and quit each year.
Mm-hmm.
A cigarette contains 7,000 chemicals.
Wow.
And there's over 400,000 deaths from smoking or from secondhand smoke each year. And 46 million adults smoke.
You know, today is the exact 49th anniversary of the report in 1964, the first that came out from the Surgeon General at the time that said, surprise, folks, smoking is hazardous for your health. It's a good thing that it's coming up today, I think.
Oh, wow.
And now
it seems
silly to see the warning
it
on
does,
the, you know, that they
that
even have
time,
to.
Time,
right.
This was a shocker for a lot of people. A lot of cigarettes were marketed as healthful, even.
Doctors used to smoke cigarettes.
And recommend them.
And recommend them to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, it does make you feel better. Nicotine goes to your brain, and you have receptors in your brain for dopamine, and it does make you feel better. Now, that doesn't mean you need it, but it does, and it's highly addicting.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's very addicting, but all those chemicals, you know, I'm always surprised when patients, when I want to prescribe, for example, a medicine to lower their cholesterol, like a statin,
mm-hmm.
because there's still a lot of bad myths that we're trying to debunk,
mm-hmm.
and yet they'll come in and smoke a cigarette. How many things you said are in a cigarette? 7,000
chemicals per one cigarette.
That is a very good point. I've never heard anybody make that point before, how many people will say, I don't want to put chemicals in my body, so I want to take something natural, or I don't want to take a pill at all and go out and smoke a cigarette.
Or even worse, I don't have money to pay for my cholesterol medication.
Don't get me started on that.
Well, there's you can get a lot of medications. You can get much more economical. But I was told, and I don't know if this is true, that in New York City it costs $11 for a packet of cigarettes. Now, if you're going to spend $11 on a packet of cigarettes, that's a lot of money.
For most people, lasts only one day.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we at the Triana Prevention Center can help patients to quit smoking. We work as a team. We're here to help you and help you in different ways, depending on the person. Again, we personalize the care.
So the second question with smoking is, I know I have a risk factor for heart attack and stroke because I am a smoker. What can you do with the Triana Prevention Center to help assess the damage that I've already caused from smoking?
Okay, if you have smoked for a long time, as you know, Jennifer, we in our office, we can do a test called a spirometry to assess your lung function. And that's very important. People don't realize that. We can assess your lung function. We can also, if a person has a chronic cough, we can get a chest X-ray. We also do tests to see if you have inflammation in your arteries or if you have plaque buildup in your arteries. Cigarette smoking, and all those horrible chemicals causes inflammation in your arteries. We know that cholesterol goes into the lining of your artery and forms that plaque. If we can eliminate everything we can that's going to cause that inflammation, one of the biggest being cigarette smoking, we can make an assessment and encourage the patient with either counseling or there are medications that help. The patches do help. But I know, Jennifer, you were going to tell us that we've had a lot of patients ask us about something called an e-cigarette.
Right, which,
you did some research on that, didn't you?
Right, which was actually the third part of this question. They wanted to know if e-cigarettes were a safe alternative to smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little research because we didn't know much about it. It's kind of new. The stores are popping up all over, and we wanted to be able to give the most accurate answer that we could.
There's at least three in Port Charlotte that I know of, maybe
yes.
More.
Oh, really?
The names actually crack me up. And actually, when I was getting photos done at Walgreens, the lady next to me was telling someone else about how she needed to go there and all the reasons why.
Okay.
And it is kind of a new revelation for the U.S. It's been in other countries for a while now. So there isn't much posted on it about the safety, other than that the Mayo Clinic, the FDA, and the World Health Organization say do not use them. They would rather you do nothing and just get through it, as hard as it may be, than to pick up the electronic cigarette. How it works is it has a heat. The heat activates the liquid containing nicotine, turning it into vapor, which then we inhale through the e-cigarettes. But when two popular brands were analyzed by the FDA, they still contain nicotine and they still contain toxic chemicals.
Mm.
That's
so
not
good. I know we've talked a lot at the Triana Prevention Center that, so yes, you've put down your cigarettes, but now you're using your vapor cigarette, so you're still getting the good feeling that the nicotine is giving you, putting you probably at a greater risk to go back to the cigarettes versus just getting over the addiction and moving forward.
Obviously, the best plan is to not be putting anything like that in your mouth, period.
Because it's important to know that they do still contain the chemicals, not as much, but the FDA says it's still there.
All right.
But besides the chemicals, we know that that heat that you swallow in, you breathe in, is damaging the lining of your lungs. So that's part of the problem. It isn't just the chemicals. It's that smoke, that heat. I mean, that also is damaging the lining of your lungs. And, you know, we could do a whole hour on cigarettes. I think the important thing is be honest. Be honest with your doctor. Be honest if you come in to see us and say, I need help. We are here to help you. We know it's hard. And everyone has, you know, this New Year's resolution thing about either quitting smoking, losing weight, or whatever, gardening more. But we're here to help you. And, oh, we have a caller.
Yes, we do. We'll come right back to that thought. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question for Dr. Triana.
Please go right ahead.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Go right ahead.
Okay. What is the average age a woman starts menopause and ends menopause?
Okay. What happens is the average age you start, the most women have gone through menopause by the age of 51. All right? And if you have menopause before the age of 40, that's considered premature. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So the perimenopause is the time before the menopause. And actually, by the time you're 30 years old, you start producing less and less estrogen. So your ovaries, what we call, they start to age. That's why it's very important if you're under 35 or 30, if you want to have children, you better think hard about it. I hope that answers your question.
Well, thank you for your information. You're very thorough.
Thank you so much.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Have a good day.
You too.
It's an excellent question to an excellent person to ask it of, as your extensive training and recent training with regard to the subject, you've become much of an authority on that subject.
Right. And part of becoming an authority as an expert is that you always have the knowledge that you want to learn more and more and more and more.
Never
I mean, that's
enough.
The way I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always reading and studying and what's the latest. And Jennifer does the same thing for public health. She's always looking and learning and we're researching. So if we don't know the answer, believe me, we'll research it and look it up.
Okay.
To go along with the menopause question from the caller, she should go to menopause.org.
Uh-huh.
That is the North American Menopause Society. You can find Dr. Triana's name there listed as a certified menopause practitioner.
Uh-huh.
And there are great references.
Yes.
Great handouts, good places to go, general knowledge, good things to read about prior to your appointment coming in asking about menopause. Because
uh-huh.
the more you know about the disease or the state, the better questions you're going to be able to ask as well.
Certainly.
And just like the cigarette smoking, we want you to do your research, but if not, we can help you and explain to you. You know, a lot of times patients, when they see a picture like, oh my gosh, that's what's in my arteries.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plaque. It's all built up. Ooh, it looks terrible. Or, oh my goodness, I can feel that when I walk, my legs hurt and they have peripheral arterial disease. So I think if you really study and research and see, and we're there to help the patients, we have a lot of graphics in our office. We show charts, we show what the artery does, just to make it, I learn by seeing.
Mm-hmm.
By seeing a picture.
A lot of people are visual. Like
a
that.
Visual. Mm-hmm. A visual is really important for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I read, I study, I take notes, and the visual. So that's a good question about the cigarette smoking.
Yes. And one more thing on the cigarette smoking. At the Triana Prevention Center, we use a lot of specialists to help manage our patients' care, one of them being an endocrinologist, Dr. Madeira. We recently had a patient come follow up, said, I am so thankful you sent me to Dr. Madeira. She just helped me with my diabetes in a way that I was struggling. We usually send them out, you know, when the traditional treatment isn't helping. But this patient said, Dr. Madeira even helped me smoking. And I think it's so great that I think everyone, something so simple that Dr. Madeira said to this patient was, if you're having trouble putting down your cigarettes, make it like money. If you only had 10 cigarettes, then you can only smoke 10 cigarettes today. And tomorrow, only give yourself 9 cigarettes.
Kind of like a budgeting.
Right. Yeah. So you can wean yourself
yeah.
off.
And
yeah.
I know we talked about that a lot with calories.
Yes, we've talked a lot about that, too, with the cigarette smoking and try to make a goals. And, you know, some people just can't do the cold turkey. Some people need to cut back, wean down.
Mm-hmm. But it's so rewarding when a patient comes and says, thank you. When they see the light bulb
mm-hmm. yes.
from something we did or because we got them to the person that could help them, it is rewarding at the end of the day to know that we have helped somebody just a little bit.
Yes.
Even makes a difference.
It is really wonderful. And it's wonderful that we can work with our consultants as a team to try to help the patient. So what's the next question?
The next question is, when I turned 55, I started carrying extra weight around my midsection and I can't seem to lose it. Why is this happening?
Well, in both men and women, but I will focus first on both men and women, as we get older, our metabolism changes. And also the fact that as women go through menopause, they, as the estrogen goes down, this also affects their metabolism. And the fact that many people become very sedentary. We just don't move enough. And that's part of the problem. And we have to be more, look more at what we're eating, what type of foods we're eating. Are we eating, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't need, like, we remember the other day we had a patient say, yes. I don't eat any meat.
Yes.
And I don't understand why.
My blood sugar was creeping up.
My blood sugar was up, or my triglycerides. Because if your body gets too many calories, you know, I tell patients, it'd be great if you eat too much and then the body dumps it somewhere. It doesn't. It takes those extra calories and changes it into triglycerides. And you get that deposited into your fat.
Mm.
So if we put less in, less will be stored. Does that make sense? I think that's really important to know.
It's a very basic concept, but it is important. You're right.
It is important. And if we use our bodies, if we move, then our bodies are going to use up that calorie and energy. So that's one of the things, you know, and also when someone's gaining weight, we also not only assess their activity, we assess to make sure other things do they have a thyroid problem? We ask for a food diary. You know, a lot of times people don't realize they, you know, the old adage, whatever I eat in the kitchen doesn't go to my belly. Well, no, everything we put in our mouth counts. So that's one of the things that it's really important to look at.
Okay.
And we work with patients with that.
Which next week we're helping with that.
Good. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Jennifer has a whole program. Tell them what you're going
to
do.
It's going to be, I read the food label, so you don't have to.
Ah.
Anything to take the guesswork out of it mm-hmm. is kind of a new approach we're taking. Because so many people say, I've stopped eating like this. Why is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
If we can make it easy for you, take the time to do it. Because so many people say, I'm too busy. I eat what's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're here to help.
And
so,
face it, food labels can be confusing sometimes too.
Yes.
They are. They can be confusing.
So we've kind of taken common things that we've noticed a trend in our patients eating, compared it all, laid it all out. So make sure next week you have your pen and paper so you know I should be eating this instead of picking this up to eat.
Good.
All right. So we're going to help with that. Do we have time for another question?
We'll just squeeze one more question in. Sure. Let's
okay.
do that.
I have a daughter who is getting too old to see her pediatrician. Can you help her with her interest in starting birth control?
Yes. We, at the Triana Prevention Center, we do not only women's health that involves menopause, but we have a lot of young patients who we counsel, and we do pap smears and female exams. And we also will counsel them on different modes of birth control and also being safe sex. We talk to patients about a vaccination called the human papillomavirus vaccination, HPV, which we also recommend.
Which is Gardasil.
Which is Gardasil. That's one of them, yes.
Yes.
And we do recommend that, and we speak to the patients about that. I think it's very important that, and also, let's say if you were 21, you need to know what your cholesterol is. You know, now we know that young people, if they have a family history, that number has gone down in age when you should know, even down to 8 years old. Do you, if your mother or father have high cholesterol, if you have a family history of heart disease, vascular disease, you better know really young, and your child needs to know. You better know about your child. Does my child have high cholesterol? There's going to be a whole program on a condition called familial hypercholesterolemia, which is a genetic defect that people have high cholesterol. So going back to the young person that needs a doctor, needs to have the pap smear, we do that, and we can help that patient and give them information of what they need to do. So yes, we do that too, which is, you know, it's very, I love taking care of my patients, and women's health is very important, but we also help men with their health.
That's very true.
Men's health too. So it isn't just, you know, I think I told you before, my uncle who listens to the show, he says, are you going to talk about something about men? I said, yes, we do. We will.
I remember an entire show devoted to the prostate, for example.
And yes.
That is in the archive shows on the website, which is TrianaPreventionCenter.com, if you want to go back and listen.
But we are also will be bringing more things up in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good question.
And we want to know what you're interested in. So please pick up the phone or send us a quick email that says, talk about diabetes or talk about hair loss, anything. We want to gear the show towards your interests so that you stay informed and for more good years.
There's a very easy to find portal on our homepage at WCCFAM.com. You will see Dr. Triana's picture. And if you click there, you'll be able to email your question in complete anonymity, anything you'd like to ask.
And I have to tell you, we have a wonderful website, and every day we're working on it to make it better and better and give more information. And, you know, if you have a question, you call us, too. Our office number, if you want to become a patient, our office number is 625-1990. And you say, we have patients who say, you know, I want a lipidologist. I want to see somebody because I'm having hot flashes or hair loss, like you were saying.
Right.
Or I want to try to see if I can lose some weight, which we're all working on.
Absolutely. And one of the most important things I will add to the doctor's comments is what a friendly and knowledgeable staff they have. They're always there to answer your questions. And that's really a peace of mind, I think, for patients.
So we want more good years. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Todd. And please listen in every Friday.